Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
That sounds like a Flashback Friday. LL Cool J? This early in the morning on a Thursday? I love it.
Sorry.
Issa, Angela, Renee, I love you. You're from around the way. That song reminds me of my middle daughter, Beck.
Really?
Yeah, she is 27 years old and living in Philadelphia. Boy, there's a nice place to live during the COVID. And she just recently got engaged. I think I mentioned that a few weeks back. Yeah. I probably did.
You did. Yeah. No, because you went and there was a surprise and you spent some time in Philly and you took Mama Morganzo down.
Yep. My daughter, only my crazy daughter, Beck, would get engaged by jumping out of an airplane. But that's the way she did it, skydiving. And she called me yesterday and said, Dad, it's about time you start thinking about father-daughter dance songs. I was like,
ooh, okay.
What do you think? Could you help me out with this? I mean,
it depends what kind of father-daughter dance she wants.
Yeah,
seriously.
That's true, too.
Because you could kind of go slow dance style, make people cry, or you could start out like that and then bust into Buddy Holly's Peggy Sue like my dad and I did.
Wait, Peggy Sue with your dad?
Oh, yeah. I used to dance around in the living room as a little kid.
Oh, okay. There's a memory
to that song with my dad. There's like a story to that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, speaking of that, that last song, he should have changed it to pretty, 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 pretty Laura, Laura.
It's true.
Hey,
thanks.
Anyway,
Lynn Dog has some moves. What can I say? He needed to bust them out.
So do I, unless I throw out a hip halfway through the song. But that song there.
Make sure that you warm up and stretch.
Yes, please. That song right there was one of Beck's favorite songs when she was a little girl. She used to sing Wound Away Girl. She's a wound away girl. She's a wound away girl. And she loved that song. And somewhere I actually have a recording of her singing it. If I could dig that up and play it at the wedding, that would be just hilarious. From back in the days when Tom Morgan used to DJ weddings, I used to pre-record and pre-mix certain things, and I caught her for about 20 seconds singing that song. So here's an idea. You just gave me this idea, Laura.
We
start dancing to Wound Away Girl, otherwise known as Round the Way Girl by LL Cool J, and then, like, it's like busting a move like you and your dad, Len Dog, did, and then, like, then everybody starts laughing and clapping, and then it just rolls into something slow where everybody starts crying. What do you think?
I like it.
I can't believe
it. I mean, run it past the bride. Like, here's the thing. My opinion doesn't matter when it comes to Becca's wedding.
You know, neither does
Becca's
mine.
Becca's opinion matters.
Yeah, neither does mine, actually. That's a good point. So maybe I could run that by her. Wow, we got a great idea. And number one, I can't believe we're talking about this on the radio. It's like everybody listening probably is like, wow, Morgan's got a kid that's getting married. Can we move on, please? But I needed to share it with you. Is that all right?
No, that's okay. Because having, I think this will be the first of your three daughters getting married.
Yep.
So having that first wedding is really exciting for the family. So you're going to be talking about it a lot probably over the... Now,
oof.
Wait. The next year, year and a half? Did they set the date?
Yeah, August 2021. Coming up in August.
And snap.
And here's the deal. So many people from 2020 postponed their wedding to 2021 that people that wish to get married in 2021 are now getting married on, like, Friday afternoons. Isn't that neat? So that's how it's going to happen.
That's cool.
Yeah.
A Friday afternoon. You know what? Kick off the weekend in style
and then
party right through Sunday.
Heck yeah. That's what we're talking about.
I like it.
And hopefully by August, Laura, all this stuff, this COVID thing, we got a handle on it by August 2021, I hope.
Oh my goodness. I mean, hope so too.
I hope so too. Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel on the way talking about the vaccine that's on the way. Speaking of getting through this, it's all good. And we have a monolith update.
Oh my gosh. Actually, the monolith, I have an update on the one in Utah.
Uh-huh.
Do you have an update on the one in Romania?
No, nobody knows about that one yet. But yeah, the Utah update is actually quite funny. We will talk about that. And I don't know, this is kind of sad but funny. The average person through this pandemic has had one good idea in 2020.
A single good idea?
A single. The average person can only think of one good idea they had in the entire year.
You know what? They just found time in their busy schedules to maybe make their lifelong dream come true. That's cool.
That and more on the way.
With Tom and Laura in the morning on 94KX.
Mark Lawrence on the way next with the news, and he does the sports. Maybe even Steve will step aside, and Mark will give us a little quickie on the weather.
Okay.
That would be nice. Updates from the desert on the way. Laura's got something for social media that we'll talk about in the next half hour. Kind of interesting in this year, 2020. How do we tease this one?
I don't know. We'll just say that it has to do with, you know, remember when you had to deal with something hard as a kid?
Yeah.
And you were promised a reward for being so brave. Like, okay, be super brave. You will get your shots at the doctor. It'll be okay. Squeeze mom or dad's hand. Try not to cry.
Yeah.
And after we'll get an ice cream.
Oh, yeah. So you'd do anything for that ice cream.
Well, that's also every adult, apparently, in 2020, and we're going to talk about it.
Oh, my. Meanwhile, how have your adults been doing working at home, maybe living at home, teaching your kids school at home? 70% of Americans say they've come up with at least one really good idea while they've been sitting around during the pandemic. Now, me, I'm thinking, only one? 70%?
Right?
And they're proud of it? Hey, I've come up with one good idea in the year. I just think of that Office Space scene, you know?
I had an idea like that once, a long time ago. It was a jump to conclusions mat. You see, it would be this mat that you would put on the floor and would have different conclusions written on it that you could jump to.
That is the worst idea I've ever heard in my life, Tom.
It certainly is. I agree with you. Remember that scene? Just the jump to conclusions, Matt.
Except I'm pretty sure coming out of that movie, they actually did make that jump to conclusions, Matt.
It didn't sell as well as the Pet Rock or some of those other ideas.
Right.
Or certainly the hula hoop. But yeah, the jump to conclusions, Matt. I mean, I don't know. I'm disappointed, but this article was positive. 70% of Americans say they've come up with at least one good idea.
I think that is positive. A great idea is different than a good idea, and some ideas never get off the ground at all. So maybe they're saying, like, we came up with ideas and then actually put them into action.
There it is. Laura, always spinning the positive. So
I didn't come up with any ideas during the pandemic. I just redid my entire house.
Yeah, that was a great idea. Your house looks great.
Hey, thanks.
We are certainly tearing up the rules in 2020. Tom and Laura in the morning. Every once in a while, you just got to go out there and do something for yourself. What was that on?
Treat yourself.
Yeah. Parks and Recreation, right?
Treat yourself.
Three words for you. Treat yourself. What do we treat ourselves to?
Clothes.
Treat yourself.
Fragrances.
Treat yourself.
Massages.
Treat yourself.
Mimosas.
Treat yourself.
Fine leather goods.
Treat yourself.
It's the best day of the year.
The best day of the year!
But at Christmas time, what do you think?
See, this is where I have a personal rule. Once Thanksgiving hits, there's no more shopping for oneself through the holiday season, because it's all about gift giving.
I know. I've been with you before, and look at this. You should buy the Nope. You got
not
rules.
This year. It can wait.
But does everybody? Because a new study out says that, we buy presents for ourselves. 77% of us in 2020. So there it is. Wow.
And most people are going to plan to buy themselves 6 gifts or more.
That's a lot. Like, I feel guilty if I buy myself one thing at Christmas, because I don't want to get caught with it. Like, somebody, hey, Tom, is that a new pair of shoes? No.
I mean, here's the thing. Normally, I would say, no. Like, get into the spirit of giving. You can go a month without shopping for yourself.
Yeah.
But 2020 has been so 2020.
Exactly. And you've said for months now, hey, all rules and bets are off. It's 2020.
I mean, 2020 was hard. Yeah. So maybe this is the year that you say, to heck with it, and you buy yourself a little treat. Treat yourself.
Treat yourself. But six times? Treat yourself? Wow.
That's a lot.
Now, that's the average. The average American who is going to treat themselves is going to buy six gifts. We should ask Central PA what they think.
Oh, yeah. And see if folks who are listening or on mm-hmm. our Facebook page have bought themselves a gift this year or if they're planning to.
Yeah, maybe they already have. Because have you bumped into anybody who says, oh, yeah, I'm done with my Christmas shopping already? Wow.
I have. And I haven't even started mine. And I know I should. But, yeah, I don't know.
Part of me wants to say, you're amazing when somebody says that to me. And then part of me just wants to whack them upside of the head. I don't know why. It's just like, I'm already done with my Christmas shopping.
You're jealous. That's why. You're jealous. Could be it.
Anyway, that's not the question. We want to know if you're treating yourself this Christmas. Of course, the Ford toll-free fun line is always open, 800-326-94KX. And Facebook as well, right, Laura?
And that's right. I'll post it on up on the 94KX Facebook page. Answer, what have you bought to gift yourself this year? We want to know. And if you've purchased six or more gifts, no judgment. You do you, boo. It's 2020.
There it is. Just a few minutes away, a Monolith update. We should have like a new sound. Bum, bum, bum.
We do. We need the bum, bum, bum.
Monolith update.
Monolith update. Hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me. Feel so holy.
News coming up next. Mark's got that and the sports and Trace McSorley and the AccuWeather forecast. Tom and Laura in the morning. Laura, I need you to like cup your hands over your mouth and do that clapping thing lightly and go, Monolith update. Like, that's excellent.
Thank you.
That's Monolith update. Oh! We have a Monolith update.
You do indeed. This is breaking news, friends.
Now, this is either a conspiracy theory, a cover-up or whatever, or it is an update. We don't even know. But a group of guys are taking credit for stealing the Monolith in the Utah desert.
Hey, guess what? It's true. And there was a photographer there who captured it all on camera.
And he talked to us.
All four of them pushed it over to the one side and then pushed it back to the other side. And it just fell straight onto the ground. Right after it had fallen over and made a loud thud, one of them said, this is why you don't leave trash in the desert. And as they were loading it up and walking away, they just said, leave no trace, and left. Aliens were not involved in any way, shape, or form in this thing. Ugh. They had nothing to do with it. Nor was it some secret government project. None of that had anything to do with it. It was clearly an art piece by someone. Leave the art to places where art should be and let Mother Nature have her space for art.
Really? Is that the truth?
It is the truth. These dudes came forward and said, quote, it's litter. Public lands are to be respected. And this monolith was out of place in a pristine and very sensitive environment.
I agree. But was it really just art for art's sake? Or
was
it? Or was it an alien spacecraft?
I really wanted it to be aliens, but it's not.
Okay, well then that might discount this memo I got from upper management again this morning that says we have a new sponsor and we should be proud of it.
What's the hottest gift this season? It's not an Xbox, not an Apple Watch, not an air fryer.
No? Give me a hint.
One showed up in the Utah desert, then it disappeared, then one showed up in Romania. Everybody's gonna want one. It's my monolith. Give them a mysterious structure of their very own.
Ho, ho, ho. So what are you hoping for?
I want a monolith.
Ho, ho. Huh?
Put it in the yard. Confuse the neighbors. They'll wonder, is it a viral stunt? Is it ancient aliens? It's mysterious. It's my monolith.
I want one.
Order today. Not responsible for severe burns or radiation poisoning from exposure to my monolith. May be subject to surveillance, psychological testing, or mind control experiments. Do not stare at my monolith for longer than 15 seconds. Gorgon is the supreme ruler of the galaxy. Bow down or die, inferior earthlings. Limit one per customer. Happy holiday.
How many gifts did you buy yourself? Go ahead. Come on. Admit it. Come on. We want to hear it. The average American this year, in this COVID year of 2020, will buy themselves six gifts.
Yeah, it's a thing.
And
it's
we wanted to know. The Ford Fun Line, always open, toll free at 1-800-326-94KX. Come on, own up. Did you already buy yourself something? Like, hey guys, that little power tool you hid in the basement or out in the shed, you bought it for yourself. You needed that reciprocating saw, didn't you?
Treat yourself. That's
treat
okay.
yourself. And we also asked it on Facebook, so go to our Facebook page and let us know. Be honest. Even if you bought yourself one gift, it's no big deal. It's no big deal. We're helping each other out. We're treating yourself.
Interestingly enough, I literally just showed the husband that, you know, like electronics are on sale this time of year.
Okay.
And maybe for Christmas he wants a new smart TV. Our TV is about 15 years old.
So it's not that smart.
Nope.
All right.
Nope.
So treat yourself. Go get yourself that smart TV and say, Santa Claus thought I deserved a special present this year because I survived the pandemic or something. I mean, the stress of the pandemic.
I think Santa Claus thinks we all deserve something special this year because of surviving the literal you-know-what show of 2020.
The you-know-what show. Here's a topic that's interesting because every year it happens. There's one of those toys that has a malfunction.
Oh, jeez.
And a mom recently heard inappropriate moaning coming from her family room. Turns out it was her daughter's Elsa doll that was malfunctioning because she believes the batteries were low.
Stop it.
So here's Elsa, the malfunctioning doll. And you make the call.
Oh, gosh.
What?
Thomas. Really?
What? I want to know what the word is that's being said. Oh, really? Is it oh, really? Anyway, the doll is in between things that it says, and the batteries are low, and instead it kind of sounded like that.
Oh, my.
So it's going viral.
Goodness. Of course it is. It's inappropriate.
And everybody is saying, you know, don't buy this doll. Look, if it's just a battery thing, Mom, just put new batteries in it, right?
Exactly. No, that was malfunctioning.
I remember, and Tickle Me Elmo had a flatulence problem and all this.
Yes,
thing.
He did.
You know, and it wasn't that. It was just low batteries. Put new batteries in. It's not like there is a rogue group of people out there selling naughty dolls. It's nothing like that. It's nothing
okay.
like that.
I don't even know what to say about that, so we need to just move on.
Yeah. Well, as AccuWeather for this Thursday, on the way next hour, we're going to talk a little vino for the Christmas holidays. Ooh.
Ooh, how to best pair that vino with holiday snacks, appetizers, Christmas cookies, dare I say it?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to hear from a local expert.
That's right. Fine wine and good spirits with Tom and Laura Live coming up in just a bit. Now, our topic of the day was, do you buy yourself presents? And sometimes, I guess, what now, demographic has something to do with it? Is that what you're saying? Because you're guilty?
I'm only 17. Mm-hmm. And my parents, they let me get a debit card a few months ago.
Okay.
And I just recently got my first, like, real job.
Okay.
So, I realized how much money I was spending on myself.
Oh, wow.
And it's kind of getting crazy.
Okay.
And it just made me think, like you were saying about buying yourself gifts.
Yeah.
When I've been just doing this for myself the whole time.
Okay. So, yeah. You have to intervene on yourself now, and and you have to tell Santa to stop buying you gifts. Stop
I
buying
know.
Yourself gifts.
And my job needs to stop giving me so much money.
Oh, my gosh.
Lucky you. Your job needs to stop giving you so much money? Oh, you're adorable.
God
Hang
bless
on.
Her tiny 17-year-old heart.
Yeah, because she's like, whoa, look, I got a bank account. Look at all this money.
Do you know what, though? kudos to the parents, because 17 years old, you have your first job. Even though we're being lighthearted about this,
uh-huh.
It is nice to then start to look to see how much money you actually are spending on yourself.
Exactly.
That's a life lesson.
Yeah, one of my daughters used to always say, it told me I had hundreds of dollars in there. Did you spend anything in the last 24 hours?
Right.
Well, yeah. And then I had another daughter actually go to the gas pump, and it said she couldn't have any gas. And she walked into the mini mart. This was in like Allentown or something. She walks into the mini mart and says, "Something's wrong with your gas pump." And the lady behind the counter says, "No, honey, something wrong with your bank account." So there it is. Good luck to that person. I have a feeling, Laura, she has already purchased herself that average six gifts.
Do you know what? Good for her.
Good for her. Well, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Mm-hmm. Even the liquor store. Anyway, I've been shopping.
Listen.
Yeah.
The liquor store, you know those gift sets that come out at the holidays?
Yeah.
I love them.
So do I. I love like any kind of, and gift boxes are all over our fine wine and good spirit stores locally. Gift boxes are great. And our topic of the day is, do you gift yourself? 77% of Americans will buy gifts for themselves this year in this pandemic. And I'm thinking, a gift box. What do you think?
Okay.
Okay.
Then I have to admit it. That is the one thing that I buy for myself at the holidays.
Well, don't buy it for yourself this year. I'll buy it for you. How's that? And I'll wrap it up and
thanks.
Stick it under your tree.
Then I come in a size Moet. M-O-E-T.
Well, you're just in time. You're just in time because we have Drew Cottle on the phone from Fine Wine and Good Spirits. He's our Tom and Laura live guest this morning. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Laura. How are y'all?
Oh, we're doing okay. We're doing okay.
Good morning.
Yeah. First of all, before we get into the real wine pairings, Drew, we should tell you that when shopping, like Laura and I like to do at Fine Wine and Good Spirits, you should probably do your shopping early, shouldn't you?
Definitely. We open at 9, and the crowds don't really start coming in till about 1 or 2, so those are the best times for socially distant shopping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when it's less crowded. Because if it does get crowded, you only allow so many people in your stores. Because we are talking COVID safe, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So, and if you've been to one of their stores, you know how it works. Get ready to stand in line. If the store is closed, stand in line outside, socially distance, and everything is safe at Fine Wine and Good Spirits. All right, Drew, let's get right to the pairings because you are the pro. So we're going to play a little game with you here. We're going to pair like a pro. Does that sound okay?
I love games.
Laura's much better at wine than I am, so educate me and educate everyone here in Central PA. Appetizers, we're doing cheese, crackers, cured meats. You know, what do we do?
The best ones are the lighter type wines, so sparkling, a cava from Spain, a prosecco from Italy, wonderful, tasty sparklers that don't cost a lot. There's a dry white from Portugal called Vino Verde that's wonderful cold. Mm. And as always, Pinot Grigio in the same thing from Italy or from California.
You're licking your lips, aren't you, Laura?
yes, he's speaking my language.
Yeah, he is speaking your language. Okay, let's, Drew, let's move on to the first course. Maybe we're having soups, salads, or even fresh fruits.
Those are all good with white wines as well, but you can go a little bit heavier with those, especially with like a cream soup with a Chardonnay. Ooh. And Chardonnays now come oaked, unoaked, or with an extra flavor of butter. There's like three different directions Chardonnays are going now. Yeah. So any one of those would be great. If you like something a little grassier, a little more grapefruit in the flavors, then go ahead and pick a Sauvignon Blanc. And there's this funky German wine called Gewürztraminer that is just amazing in the nose and wonderful in the mouth wine. All of these serve cold.
Wow, it sounds exotic there. Say that name again there, Drew. Gewürztraminer.
Gewürztraminer.
Gesundheit. Now, let's move on to the hearty part of our Christmas or holiday dinner, any holiday, turkey, duck, vegetables, stuff like that. What do we do?
Well, you can start moving into the reds at that point, but not necessarily the heaviest Gajunga reds. Pinot Noir is a good medium body red, and Pinot Noir is from California are made with the same grape as French Burgundies. They're both Pinot Noir, so either of those would be great. A California Zinfandel would be awesome as well for a little bit deeper flavor with a little bit more fruity flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you've heard of the wine Chianti, right?
Oh,
I know,
yeah.
Laura has. But okay, Chianti is made from a grape called Sangiovese. And so any wine made with the Sangiovese grape, including Chiantis, would be wonderful with that meal as well.
Wow. I, you know, I'm not only thirsty right now, but I'm getting very hungry. So we've already gone through the entire meal. We're talking to Drew Cottle here from Fine Wine and Good Spirits. He's helping us pair like a pro. Is there any kind of wine you actually serve with dessert?
There is a whole category called dessert wine.
Really?
They're usually on the sweeter side, and some of the most expensive wines in the world are actually a wine called Sauternes from the Bordeaux region of France, and that's a dessert wine.
Wow.
Most folks will know Moscatos, inexpensive, sweet, both still and sparkling, or what the or half sparkling, I guess. They're not like a full-on Asti Spumante. Instead of Spumante, it's Frizzante is what the Italians would call it.
Okay.
And that's a Moscato d'Asti. And then there's this really sweet, rich wine that has a real nutty flavor, and that's called a Tawny Port.
Okay.
Any one of those would be wonderful. Tawny Port and Pumpkin Pie are awesome.
I love pumpkin pie, and I'm a little nutty, so I'm thinking that that'll work out just
perfect.
Fine.
Perfect.
Yeah, there
perfect.
It is. This has been fun. We have to take a break now, Drew, but you've been a lot of help. Drew Cottle, by the way, is the wine expert in the Fine Wine and Good Spirits store in Lewisburg, my favorite store. But you can have an expert at any Fine Wine, Good Spirits store that you shop at. I like to stop in Lewisburg, and Drew, we could find you because you're the tall guy with the green apron on, right?
Oh, I am certainly not tall, but I'm the short, bald guy with the green apron.
I didn't want to say that. I want to say tall, dark, and handsome with the green apron. You just ruined it.
I've got that Patrick Stewart energy. Just give me that.
Oh, yeah. There you go. You know, I always wondered, Drew looks like somebody. Patrick Stewart. There you go. This has been a lot of fun, and we'll be in several times, I'm sure, before the holiday. And you helped us because someone like Laura is kind of a wine connoisseur, but the rest of us were like, oh, what do I buy when I go in the store? You know, so you have been so much help, and we appreciate it.
Glad we can do anything. The only last thing I'd like to say is that whatever you do, however you party responsibly, however you drink responsibly, at home or socially distanced, we welcome any questions and anything that we can help with. We are certainly glad to.
Fine Wine and Good Spirits with Tom and Laura live on 94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning. Maybe you're working at home. Maybe you're working at work. We referenced Office Space earlier this morning. I can't help but thinking about it again, Laura. Microsoft just filed for a patent for a new technology that would track your body language in work meetings.
I saw this, and I really, I can't even imagine a world where we need technology to figure out if we're bored or not in a meeting.
I know, it's like, you remember Milton in Office Space, right?
I mean, Gabe, I set the building on fire.
It was like, I have voices in my head during Zoom meetings.
I set the building on fire.
Yeah, that kind of thing. But I can't imagine. First of all, I can't imagine anybody investing in this. I mean, could you know your boss actually needs technology,
yeah,
to see if you could give a crap about the meeting that you're sitting in? I mean, he should be able to look, or she should be able to look at your face, right?
90% of the time, I feel like most meetings could have been an email.
You're exactly right. But we, especially in this age, we like to tinker. Let's have a Zoom. It'll be fun. Yeah, it was fun for maybe the first week of COVID back in March. Now it's, we'll Zoom this. We'll Zoom that. We'll Zoom everything. And you got...
I don't know. I'm okay with a very specific meeting agenda and a very specific timeline. So let's utilize time wisely. Then you don't have bored employees. I'm trying real hard to be positive about this, but this technology isn't necessary.
I know.
Create an agenda, stick to your time frame. There's no need for any meeting to last more than an hour. Dare I say it, most things could be accomplished in about 30 minutes.
Yes. No longer than an hour, but please, let's shoot for 30 minutes. And you know what? If you've got all of your employees on a Zoom screen where you can see their faces and yet you can't read their body language, you need Microsoft technology to tell you, red alert, Tom is falling asleep in your upper left-hand corner of your screen.
I mean, actually, do you know how to figure out if the meeting's gone on too long or is really, really boring?
Do tell.
When those cameras start getting shut off
and the mics start getting muted and then the cameras start turning off.
Yep.
Goodbye, everybody. So all you have is a little black box with your name on it.
Yeah. Which, I think that's an indication that your employees have decided to fold the laundry instead of participate because the meeting's gone too long.
Well said. Some news for you, Bruce. Santa Claus is already at Knoebels, or we should say Cosmo Claus. And Joyce Through the Grove is going on. Tom and Laura in the morning, we had this topic on Facebook, and Laura is sifting through it. But at the same time, you're looking at some Christmas lights, aren't you?
I am indeed. And here's the thing. If you would like to win a chance to go through Joy Through the Grove, our friends at Knoebels, right?
Mm-hmm.
But in a limo.
Ooh.
From our friends at Susquehanna Valley Limousine, all you have to do is message us your Christmas lights.
So I'm seeing them popping up all over the neighborhood, in everybody's neighborhood, I'm sure. So you're basically saying, take a picture of your own Christmas lights, send them to 94KX, and you can win?
That is as easy as it is.
Wow. Well, this is pretty cool. So tonight, you know, gets dark pretty early, right, Laura? Take a picture of your lights.
It does. It's dark about 4:50 now. It's 4 or 5.
So get those pictures in to the 94KX Facebook page, and Laura enjoys looking at them. You got until this Friday, December 4th, and then judges will pick the top 10.
Ooh. That's right, and then it's up to you, Central PA, to decide. So the deadline, again, is tomorrow.
Yeah.
Get those light pictures in.
So let's do that thing again. Joy through the grove.
Cosmo Claus came to town.
Love it. Two turntables and a microphone, otherwise known as Chad Evans, and also myself back in the 80s and 90s. It's all good. Chad's next, including that way back lunch. We'll go back farther than Beck. Tom and Laura in the morning wrapping up. Laura always has a thought for the day. I'm trusting you got one on this Thursday, right?
Of course I do.
Of course.
And it being Thursday, we've been talking wine and spirits, and it got me thinking, man, I wish it was Friday.
Yes.
Because our happy hour begins right around 10 a.m.
Yeah, right around there. 9, 10, whatever it takes. Yep.
So I had an epiphany.
Okay.
If TGIF means thank God it's Friday.
Okay.
Then today must be S-H-I-T.
S-H-I-T? What?
Sure happy it's Thursday.
Whew. I was worried there for a minute. Have a good day, everybody.
I would never cuss on the radio.
I would.
I'm just sure happy it's Thursday.
Sure happy it's Thursday. Send that to a friend, right?
Yep, exactly.
Have a great day, everybody.
Bye, guys.